So let's say, for example, we had a service enabling task or an information service call for current inventory. So someone in the merchandising group wants to know what the current inventory levels are for a specific product. So they're sitting at their desk and they go to the portal application, which provides them a view of inventory and other information, and submits their query. So to the business user, this looks like a pretty simple task. All they need to know is what operation they want to perform and how to invoke it. But behind the scenes, something far more complex is going on, unbeknownst to the user. First, the request arrives, and the WebSphere Information Services director layer will check authorization, start the monitoring and logging, and try to match the information service to the task that needs to be done. In this case, it would be routed to the Federation server, and that query needs to access complex, heterogeneous information. The Federation server then executes the query against all the correct information sources, and the Federation server can quickly perform these tasks because the information sources have been defined by the metadata beforehand, and it knows exactly where the right information for the specific query can be found. And the results are returned to the Federation server and then returned to the actual user. So again, using federation in a services-oriented architecture is about insulating people, processes, and applications from the complex queries, from the complex data sources and heterogeneous environments that exist in organizations today, and delivering information on demand in the form that they want it and in the context that they're asking for it.